home. All right, you guys, give it up for Beautiful and Amazing. Woo-hoo!
Y'all are so sweet. This is a really fun game. So inventory. So I'm just going to put it out there, and I guess this is why I'm talking about this, because I don't sugarcoat things. But when you're talking to people, when you're talking to your people, you're just talking to people and you're talking in an uncomfortable situation, what I've learned, and Mary Kay has taught me all of this, and it's just watching other people and doing what I'm mentored to do. But making it who you are and who, you know, who you are. But you all are amazing, and you all have huge hearts, and you all love the people that God puts into your life. And it's our responsibility as their sales director to, and I tell all of my girls this, I'm going to be the one person in your life who's always going to love you for where you are and who you are, but I'm always going to see more in you and be the one who's going to push you beyond what you think you can do. But I'm always going to love you for who you are. And so that's where I come from, especially when I'm talking about inventory, because inventory is not a comfortable situation, right? Like, you're talking to somebody you don't know, who you just met, about their money and financial situation. They didn't even know they wanted to do Mary Kay, let alone now they bought this $100 starter kit, and you're making them do a party, and now you're saying, hey, and you need to spend $1,800 on all this product, right? Like, so it's, but if you think about it that way, and so talking inventory is all about how you think. And it's all about emotional management, because talking and inventory talk is not, has nothing to do with emotion. You need to take the emotion out of it. Mm-hmm. And you need to encourage her to take the emotion out of it, because it's a business decision. But where the emotion comes in is you want the best for her because you love her and you know that God put her in your path for, in your unit and your path for a reason. And your responsibility is not what she decides. Your responsibility is to give her all the information, help her get her emotions out of it, and help her make the right choice for her. Not based on because she's scared, but based on what she feels like she needs to do to help her business, to help her get on Mary Kay what she's looking for. So I want to ask you guys, why do they need product on hand? Like, why do you need product on hand?
You can service your customers.
Mm-hmm. No,
it's all right. Yeah.
Time management. You're mm-hmm. going back and forth ordering, running.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, shipping is a joke right now. So, yeah. And the state of product being in stock or out of stock.
Right.
So, yeah.
And there's no way you're going to sell anything. You might as well wrap it up next week if
you don't have anything left.
So you can have stuff for yourself.
Yeah. Gosh, that lifting serum, like, goes away in a day. I mean, right. You know, like, if I had to wait a whole week for that lifting serum, I do not put it all over my body. But, yeah. Is this out already? Right, exactly. And so, I want you to think about this for a second. I want you to think. If you had to start your Mary Kay business, and maybe some of you did start your Mary Kay business with no inventory, and that's fine. But think about doing Mary Kay without any product on hand at all, and just the starter kit, or even worse, just the $30
starting kit. Yeah.
But how in the world is she supposed to do anything? So we have to go into these talks with her from that place. If we go into these talks with her from the place of, I'm uncomfortable, I don't want to talk about money, and we're doing a couple of things, that we're making a decision for her, which is not cool, right? Mm-hmm. That's like not sharing the opportunity with somebody, mm-hmm. right? Then you're making an assumption about her, which is also not cool, because, you know, how many people have surprised you, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. Like, I gave her, so Leslie Spies, I went to a party, y'all heard the story. It was the hot mess party, but anyway, it was fun. And I walked in, like, not, you know, Mary Kay has taught me how to open up a little bit, but I was very, I'm Yankee, so I was very closed off. And very questioning and kind of rude, actually, because when I am uncomfortable, I like to make jokes. Well, I'm better at that now than I was then. Then came out as, like, negativity and being rude and all that. So I put the product on the face, love the product. I bought the Miracle Set and the eye cream at that point. It was $125, right, for the Miracle Set and the eye cream at the time. And I gave her a check. It was a Sunday. And I said, hey, can you wait till Friday to cash this? Because I literally didn't have $125. And she said, sure. I was like, great. So she actually forgot to share the opportunity in the whole party. I was the last one to leave. And it was almost like she went, oh, right, I got to share the opportunity with somebody. So we sat down and we had some sort of placemat with a circle and all this stuff. I don't even know. And she shared with me the opportunity. And somehow my brain caught on, which normally it doesn't with things like this. And anyway, I started the next day. So I did. I listened to Summer's recording, and I started the next day. But me, who had no money, I was single, I was paying my mortgage bills, all that. I did not have any extra money. I was living paycheck to paycheck. I had to wait for her to cash the check, ask her, but I had a credit card. And I was willing, for some reason, I don't know why, but I was willing to buy the starter kit on my credit card, and then a couple hours later, started with $1,800 inventory. On the last day of January, how cool was that? Like, they were really excited. I had no idea how much I made there. but I was willing to do that. But if Summer had made the assumption at the time that I was going to make my inventory decision based on the fact that I gave her a check and said, wait till Friday to cash it, then I would have, if she hadn't done her due diligence when she was talking to him, because at the time Summer was my director, then I wouldn't have started with product on hand and I would have quit like that. And the reason, what kept me going with Mary Kay, lots of things, but was looking over at the product and going, I have a lot of product right here, and I kind of need to sell it, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's what it was about. And she still cashed my check that Friday. Anyway.
Why did I not?
I know, we laugh about it now.
I know, I never thought
about it. We never thought about it. So like years later, I went, and he still cashed my check. Okay, so I'm getting off track. So you have the first part, like I'm going to give you the steps that I do, and everybody, you need to make your inventory talk yours, and you need to make it work for you. I'm going to tell you what I do, because that's how I learn the best, is like if somebody gives me their steps, then I can kind of take their steps and do that. But the most important thing is you need to go in it with your head right. And every person I talk to, I assume that they are going to start with at least an $1,800 inventory. I don't care if she's living on the street. Like, that is my head. She's starting at least there. And I probably need to increase my brain, because what's the most amount of inventory I get? $1,800. Right? Because my brain goes, she's going to do at least $1,800. So I have to actually work on my head and increase my head. And I realized that the other day. But I go into every talk assuming we're going to figure this out, and she's going to start with inventory. Because I know how important that is for her. And you all know that. Mm-hmm. How important it is to have inventory on hand, right? I mean, everybody's with me on that. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is what I do. When a woman signs up, I immediately, as soon as we get her information, I immediately, and usually I'm on the phone with her or we're on video chat or whatever, I immediately book a time to schedule her orientation. And I have to do it in person. I cannot be effective over the phone. And that's just me. So it either is in person, or on video chat. And so I schedule that time, and within the next day or so, as close to the time that she signs up as possible. Because y'all know the emotional roller coaster, right? Mm-hmm. If you spend too long between the time she signs up to the time you book her debut and talk her inventory, she's gonna quit before she even gets started. So I had a woman last night sign up last night on my, not last night, Wednesday night on the on our party. And her video chat is tonight at 6:00 to do her inventory talk, okay? I was like, can you do it? Like, we're running it, but I was going to say, can you do it at 10:20 on Friday? Because I can have her here and do it. But anyway. And so, like, there's my training. Watch me do this. That could go really good or really bad, right? So that's what I do. And then I say, okay, so there's two things we're going to do. And I give them three things to work on. I say you have three things to work on. They're super easy. One is make a list of every female that thinks you know, over 18, doesn't have a consultant, all that. Make a list. And you want to make it at least 30, if not get to 50. Start making your list. If you don't have it all done by the time we get together, it's totally fine. But start making your list. So that gives her something to start to work on. No, the second thing I have her do is if, and I say, and I want you to think about, I know you're just starting Mary Kay just to get the starter kit and get your products at half price and all that. I totally get that. But if you could do any, if Mary Kay could do anything for you and your family, lift the lid off your thinking, what would you want that, you know, just write a couple things down. And so then I'm having her think about that. I probably should also send her a new consulting checklist, but I keep forgetting to do that. So if you do that, keep doing that. All right. And then the third thing is, you know, and there's this video. So you've done everything you need to do to become a Mary Kay consultant, which is buy that starter kit. I'm so excited for you. And there is, but there's some options that you have of getting hundreds of dollars in free product from Mary Kay and having product on hand. Totally not required at all. But I want you to watch this video before we meet, because we're going to chat a little bit more about that when we meet, as well as plan your party. And then I just send her, and right now what I'm doing is, so when I would meet her in person, I have hard copies of these, okay? So I always order them, and I have hard copies of them, and I bring it with me, because I think paper is, I mean, you know, this is my planner, right? I mean, even if you're not a paper girl, like, have these and take them with you, or if you're on a video chat, have it with you. So what I do now, if I'm going to video chat her, is I'd send her an email with the inventory link and...
Ready, set, sell.
The ready, set, sell brochure. Okay? So she has it. So then we get together. Okay? So, what I've done is I've booked her, I've told her we're going to plan her party. So her party, I want her to think her party is the most important thing. Right? My goal is to get in person with her so that we can get to know each other a little bit. She's going to feel more comfortable. And yes, I want to plan her party, but I really want to help her make a decision on inventory as well. Does that make sense? But for her, it's kind of like a side note, right? And even in my email, I'm like, here's the video, you know, we chatted about. Remember, there's no requirements at all with this, but these are just options for your business. Because some people will watch the video. Has anybody ever had somebody watch the video and quit on you and not even talk to you anymore? Mm-hmm. Okay. And that will still happen sometimes, but I reiterate that a ton. There are no requirements here. These are just options, but you can get hundreds of dollars in free product, okay? So then when we meet, what I do is, the first thing I do is I book her party. I'm not gonna train on that, y'all know how to do that. However you do your parties. And then I ask her if she has any questions, and you know, I make sure she's totally comfortable with her party, and I've given her everything she needs to do for her debut party, and I go through all that first. And then it's like, okay, great. Well, so the last thing we just want to do is I just want to chat with you about that video. And she said, did you watch the video? Yes, I did. Great. And then you know, you can start seeing, usually 9 times out of 10, you have the deer in the headlights look. And she's scared, right? Just keep nodding and smiling. Because I'm nodding and smiling, and y'all are nodding and smiling. Just so you know, okay? So, but when I nod and smile, you know, you do that. That's it. That quick? Wow. I asked her, we're gonna pretend you have $10,000 in the bank right now while we're talking about this. Okay? And I said, so why would you, if you have $10,000 in the bank right now, why would you want to start with inventory? So I have her tell me why she would want to have products on hand, why it's important for her. I don't say start with inventory. Why do you feel like it's important for you to have product on hand? That's what I said. And I have her answer. And once she answers, then I fill in my reasons why. That she didn't share, right? And then I say, great, now we have this brochure. So we're going to go through the options. And I literally go through the options, right? And I say, do you have the packet pulled up? And so usually they do. And if they don't, I'm holding this in front of the camera. And I'm like, this is your cost. This is the retail value. And this is all the free products that you get. And I said, so for instance, if you start with, and I used to start down at the 600. Yeah. Now I have, by the way, never, ever, ever, they don't even know 225 wholesale is an option until we've already done her party, and she absolutely does not have $600 to put in. 225 wholesale never even comes out of my mouth. It's never, she doesn't even know that's an option. So unless, you know, of course we also have that random person that, you know, they're just getting their products at half price and all that, but whatever. But I never assume that either. So I say, okay, great. So for instance, the 1800, right? You get $3,600 worth of product. I always say, this is all customizable. I order it for you. You don't even have to worry about what to order, right? Because now that other thing, I don't even know. And then you get all this free stuff, and you get three of these bundles. And so I flip to the back, and I see all these bundles. And I said, and even if you don't know which bundles to get, it's okay. I can get those for you. I'm going to get you miracle sets because you're going to get that. I'm going to order those for you anyway. So that frees up money for other things. And then you get this color look in this one. And if you don't love any of this color look when you get in, you can put it in your inventory and sell it for pure profit. You get two more mirrors, so I explain the mirrors. And then you get those roll-up bags. And tell her why she needs those roll-up bags. Like, you remember at the party, I did that roll-up bag, and you can build it. You want one to be able to show. And you get two for free. So you get $688 worth of free product. And I literally have them write it out. So I have my calculator, and I'm like, $3,600 plus $688 is, I think, what, $4? It's almost $4,300 worth of product for $1,800. So I actually have her write it there. And then I do, and I said, as you go up, your free stuff goes up. As you go down, your free stuff goes down. And I give her all the numbers. And so she can see the numbers. And even if she's not a numbers person, I've made it so simple that she can see. And I just reiterate, the more, you know, the more you start with, the more free product you get. And you only get this much free product in your very first order. I'm also making sure she really heard the 90% buyback guarantee. Right? So she knows that it's not a, and all that. So that's what I do. And then I say, okay, remember, you have $10,000 in the bank. Which option would you want to start with? What are you thinking? Because at that point, I want to get her thoughts. And if you're on the phone, it's hard for you to gauge how she's doing. And I'm not saying don't ever do that, but that's just my personal opinion. Like, it's hard to see. If you can see her, you can see whether she's, how she's responding, you know, and all that sort of thing. And you want to draw her out. But this is really where you now need to go with your gut. You need to trust yourself. Trust yourself. You know how to do this. And you want the best for her. Ask questions. Keep asking questions. Your goal is to get her to make a decision right then and there. Now, of course, not everybody's going to do that. But that is your goal. Because you want to ask enough questions to help her walk through it emotionally and mentally. But the questions you're asking is taking the emotions out of it. Does that make sense? And then a lot of times I'll do the split too. I'll have her write on a, you know, and say, you know, and then I'll talk to her about, and I do say, most women just don't have money hanging around to do this. So we use an investment option. I say some women use a credit card they have, or Mary Kay has a 0% interest if you have really good credit. Some women take money out of a savings account or borrow from somebody who loves them. But regardless, we're going to pay that back using your Mary Kay. And that's where I do, you know, let's say you sell $600. You guys have seen this, right? $600 in product, draw two arrows down. Mm-hmm. At this point, I don't even do the 60-40 split because for me that's confusing. So I just do 30-30, you know, 300-300. This is reorder. This is your profit. Is everybody kind of with me on that? Mm-hmm. And then two arrows down. And then you're going to split your profit at first.
To pay
off. And to pay, to put, and you're going to take, let's say you take $100 of that, put it towards your, and this is where I actually ask, if you were to invest, what would be the option for you, the ones that I talked about? So now I can see what she's thinking. If she's thinking, I have a credit card or whatever. And so you're going to take that and put it towards your credit card bill, and then your profit is $200. What are you doing with your profits from Mary Kay? And then we write that down. And then I say, great. So and then once the card's paid off, all that goes towards, but you know you're selling more faster. Does that kind of make sense? But I want, the goal, though, is to ask those uncomfortable questions. Mm-hmm. Ask more questions. Because you don't want to get off the phone or off the video or leave that meeting not having any ideas to what her plan is. Or why she just didn't give you her card number right then and there. So if she doesn't do inventory right then and there, it's like, why isn't she? Does she have to talk to her husband? Does she have to go get a loan? Does she have to go, you know, apply for a credit card? You want to know where she is specifically, exactly. So that you know how to follow up with her. All right, does that make sense? And then I'll say, if she doesn't do it right then and there, I say, I don't want to be a bug. I want to make sure I'm on the same page as you. So when do you think you might be making this decision? Or when should I follow up with you to see what other questions you have? And that kind of thing. So that way, you know, because I said, I don't really care what decision you make. I love you no matter what. But my goal is to help support you, to help you make this business the most successful for you. And this is where I think you need to start if we can figure this out.
I love this.
You know? And reminder again, you know, so I'm a broken record a lot during, because you want to remind about the 90% buyback, and then I'm going to help you, and I'm here with you to do this, and all that, so that she knows who you are, that you love her, but you are
so good
there with her. So is that helpful?
Yes.
Okay.
You guys tell her something she shared that